Now, to discuss this more, I'm joined from Norway by author and commentator John Stepling. John, good to have you with us. Mike Pence is echoing the rhetoric of President Donald Trump again, saying that this deal is a disaster and that that Iran is interfering and that Iran is pursuing nuclear stuff. And the foreign ministry is saying that the JCPOA and the multilateral agreement actually prove that Iran is not doing this and that this is sheer lie on the part of the U.S. What is your assessment of this?
Well, Mike Pence delivered a speech in 2017 to the Christians United for Israel. He's kind of a Christian Zionist. He's an extremist. I mean, he's far more of an extremist than Trump, actually, because he's more ideological. He's a Christian fundamentalist. In that speech in 2017, he was already advocating a move of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. He was criticizing Iran. All of this stuff is part of the sort of the Pence playbook. And, he has extreme animosity towards the queer community. He's xenophobic in the extreme. He believes in very strict Christian tenets, literal interpretation of the Bible. So you have to understand all of this as a background. I mean, he's a man who's visibly uncomfortable around women. He's a very curious guy, and he once was a radio show host and marketed himself as Rush Limbaugh on decaf. If anything, he's become more of a zealot since then. And when people want to impeach Trump, they really should think long and hard about what a Pence presidency would look like. So none of this is surprising. That he goes and speaks at the Knesset and grovels in front of the Israeli government that way, on the heels of Nikki Haley's performance in front of AIPAC. This was always going to be, the Trump presidency was always going to be the most closely aligned with Israeli interests, and so it has been. And one of the targets for Israel, of course, is Iran.
And John, sorry to jump in. Speaking of the Iran nuclear deal, the main topic actually, Mike Pence is also calling this, like President Trump is calling it, a bad deal, a disaster, actually, in his words. Europeans do not see eye to eye.
No, they don't. And the other thing is that, Trump and Pence never give any particular reasons, no specific reasons why it's a terrible deal. One gets the impression that Trump has no idea what the deal actually says. I think that Europe understands that this is a deal, the JCPOA, that has to be upheld. And this is probably just the rhetoric of an unbalanced president and his extremist vice president. Who knows? But certainly, again, the target, this pressure and focus on Iran is coming in a significant measure from the Israeli voices in this administration, and there are many. And we see this with the whole issue of the Kurds and a potential Kurdistan. All of this can be traced back partly to Israeli influence and Israeli advisors for this president.
Okay. Appreciate your thoughts, author and commentator John Stepling, joining us from Norway.